This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Survivor 48 is here, and alongside it, we're bringing you a brand new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. If you're a Survivor superfan, you won't want to miss this deep dive into every episode where we break down how we designed the game, the biggest moves, your burning questions. It's the only podcast that gives you inside access to Survivor that nobody else can. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.
It is time now for our daily tech and business report, and today we're joined by Bloomberg's Davey Alba. Google has long been the dominant company when it comes to searching the web, but ChatGPT is quickly becoming a major challenger by providing answers to questions instead of forcing you to search through links yourself. So, Davey, first off, what are some of the problems some users have with the way Google has been displaying search results?
Hi, yeah, thanks so much for having me. So I think that even before the rise of generative AI and the way that Google has been integrating those features into search, users had already started to feel frustrated with the way search results were presented to them. You probably have seen some of these examples, but when you search for something and you see that the top results are things like poorly researched listicles or aggregated product reviews, things like that, that was some of the criticism that had been building on Google for some time, including, you know, things like people wanting to make Google more useful by appending something like Reddit to their search query. And then when generative AI came out, that introduced a whole host of new problems for Google, including when they rolled out AI overviews, which are the summaries written by AI at the top of Google search results that are generated by artificial intelligence. And so the risks there are the same risks that generative AI holds elsewhere, including things like hallucinations or the ways in which AI models can generate made-up facts and state them very strongly. So, you know, I think that the way that Google has been trying to improve search for the past few years is has been an ongoing challenge for the company, and it's one that continues to get even more complex as generative AI is part of the picture now.
Now, you report that Google's search are responsible for what, about 60% of parent company Alphabet sales. Won't summing up results result in less revenue?
Not necessarily. Google has been testing the ways to include advertising in its generative AI answers. So there's that avenue that they're trying. But, you know, it will threaten people's automatic sort of habits of going to search directly if chatbots like ChatGPT and some of the other AI search bots that are coming out more and more these past few years, like Perplexity, gain market share. So, you know, the introduction of generative AI is kind of this existential threat to Google. And we have actually heard from some analysts who predict that in the coming quarters, Google's search revenue may start to slow. So it's something that they're keeping an eye on. But for better or worse, search is still the main business of Google, and it's the one that makes the company the most money.
Davey, we have less than a minute left. Dare we say Google has been slow to incorporate AI?
I wouldn't necessarily frame it that way. I can see how people would have that perception. But the reality is that Google has been investing in AI for many years now. They were beaten to the punch by OpenAI on sort of turning generative AI into a hit product. They didn't do that first, but Google has for many years sort of been incorporating AI under the hood in search and maps and many other services, Gmail. And, you know, the particular form of generative AI is what is different now. And Google has hesitated to mess with such a well-oiled money-making machine. So they were slow to incorporate that into search. But I think with the threats from AI startups and, you know, sort of their biggest competitor right now, OpenAI, they've been increasingly less risk averse and more willing to experiment and change their products.
All right. Good information, Davey. Thank you. That's Bloomberg's Davey Alba. You can hear our Tech and Business Report weekdays at 12:30 p.m. on KCBS. And for more, tune in to Bloomberg Technology weekdays at 8 a.m.